No. Why would anybody want to put a swimming pool halfway up a clay hill?
That's the question on the lips of a small band of Saltburn residents. Local businessman Egon Robson is one of them. He says a swimming pool on the side of the cliff would not only be bad for the homes along Marine Parade, but the whole town.
Well, I just don't see why anybody would want to put a lot of weight, thousands of tons possibly, in the middle of a clay bank. He's looking to build a covered swimming pool where his car park area is. And then he's looking to put some sort of accommodation on the top of it. I just think it's a bad idea putting a lot of weight on the on part of a bank there where there's weighty properties above that could slide. We already have problems with the bank sliding around here anyway.
Over there, they're doing exploratory boring all up this bank anyway to shore it up at the moment.
The residents say they remain unconvinced by the tests taken out to see if it's safe to build this pool on the side of the bank. Builder Eric Rees and local businessman Peter Neal say there's already plenty of evidence of erosion along the cliffs.
I've lived here for nearly 40 years. I've brought my family up here. I've invested all my life's savings and earnings into buying my own property. And over the last 40 years, I've actually seen cracks in the middle of the road that are not evident at the moment because the road was tarmacked a few years ago. But they will be back as they have been over the last 40 years.
So on the path here in front of us, we can see these cracks that run pretty much right along the pathway here on the parade. Are you worried that the work that's going to go on potentially building this swimming pool is only going to make the problem further up here even worse?
Yeah, I'm extremely worried because all this was re-tarmacked really not that long ago and the cracks have just reappeared again.
And they've already found wet sand and they've already found other problems with it. And, you know, the report is full of suggestions that if this were to happen or if that were to happen, no actual reassurance. They're pretty sceptical that they wouldn't run into problems. And if they do run into a problem, the potential for disaster is pretty substantial because once you've cut the bank away, you know, you could have slippage. I mean, he could lose his property very easily. And, you know, the A7174 goes straight down here.
I asked Mr. Webster, who lives at Teddy's Nook, for his thoughts on the opposition to his application. He didn't want to talk to me. The residents say their local councillors haven't shown them support in fighting the application. Peter Neal says the work could not only potentially damage the environment, but also the local economy.
Well, it has a substantial impact of the town over the summer period. This amount of disruption on the main road and on the main promenade where people, you know, like to walk along towards the Valley Gardens or down towards the pier, you know, it's going to make the town unsightly for the better part of a year while they build it and, you know, severely affect the tourism trade in this town, which is its lifeblood.
At the moment, these plans remain just that. Redcar and Cleveland's planning committee are expected to make a decision on the development tomorrow.